Thank you, Helen. And here on The Naked Scientist this week, we are talking about the science of explosions, and one group of people who often use them are insurgents, in other words, terrorists. We're hearing about this on almost a daily basis in Afghanistan and also at times in Iraq. Now it turns out that by studying the pattern of these events, we might be able to learn something and maybe even predict when they're going to happen. And Professor Michael Spagat, who is at the Royal Holloway, is working on this very thing. Hello, Michael.
Hello, how are you?
Very well, thank you. Welcome to The Naked Scientist. Do tell us a little bit about this work, which you call the ecology of insurgency.
Okay, the reason we call it the ecology of insurgency is because we think of the conflict process as being a struggle over some kind of limited resource. Limited resource might be various things. So, for example, it might be space, or it might be something more like media attention. So if you imagine that there are a soup of insurgent units out there, guerrilla cells, and then there are also anti-insurgent units that are seeking them out, sort of shuffling around in space and randomly bumping into each other. Sometimes insurgent groups might bump into one another and they might coalesce into a stronger group. Sometimes they might feel under pressure and fragment into a bunch of smaller, weaker groups. Or insurgents might encounter anti-insurgent forces, in which case there could be a bloody clash and there could be casualties. At the same time, insurgent groups might be planning attacks, which we think of as a way of trying to call attention to themselves, for example, through getting media attention. And we think of this attack planning process as very much in the same way that people plan the routes that they take driving home from work, for example, where they're trying to predict what other people are doing. They're trying to predict which roads are going to be empty and that they'll be able to drive down relatively easily. In the same way, insurgents are trying to predict what other insurgents are trying to do, struggling for this media attention. What they would want to do would be to launch attacks when other groups aren't launching attacks, but much in the manner that we get traffic jams, people might be wrong in their predictions, and they might hope that a certain road will be clear because the last 3 days it's been clear, and then it might turn out not to be clear.
So you're saying if we understand the pattern of these processes, then we'll be in a position to predict them?
Yes, I think we can at least get a leg up in trying to predict them. I don't think we can ever predict them with complete accuracy. But yes, you can see certain patterns of quiet day, heavy day. What happens on the fourth day after you've had a pattern like that for the last 3 days?
These people aren't daft, though, and now you've published this paper, which you published before Christmas, just in Nature, wasn't it? Are they potentially going to read your paper and think, well, now we'll change our tactics, and then you'll have to invent a new model?
I don't think that such a thing would happen. I mean, just in the same way that, seeing that traffic patterns tend to be bursty, or that somehow you can have a particular route is quiet for a long time and then busy. Even if drivers have all that knowledge, I think it's not going to undo the fundamental processes of second guessing one another that leads to the pattern in the first place.
Is it still intriguing to think that in the same way as you see these fluxes in the way traffic jams build up in different routes around cities, that you're seeing the same pattern with insurgency? How should then people who are having to deal with insurgency, how should they change their practice in order to either minimize the impact of the insurgents or to get rid of them?
The two things we find, one is this bursty pattern, so that you have sort of alternation of quiet periods and then suddenly lots of attacks very, very quickly. And then the second thing we find is when you look at the size distribution of the events, that is, how many events do you have in which one person is killed, how many with two, how many with three, et cetera, up to attacks where hundreds of people are killed. What we find is that you get a lot more of the large events than you might have thought without actually looking at the data and the modeling. So we're finding, on the one hand, this bursty pattern where you suddenly get lots of events, and then also we have large events are relatively common. And what that means is, say, in terms of emergency planning, that you've got to be ready with a lot of spare capacity because the system can be overloaded quite easily when you suddenly get lots of attacks and some of them are large.
Indeed. Michael, we'll have to leave it there, but thank you very much for joining us. That was Michael Spagat from the Royal Holloway at the University of London, and he was explaining how we can study outbreaks of insurgency in the same way to understanding how a natural ecosystem works, and that might help us to deal with the problem better. Helen.